Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We are
hour number two of a three-hour show. We got the Hall of Famer, friend of the show, Rod Woodson, joining us at the bottom of the hour, so you definitely want to keep it locked for that. And we are just a few minutes away from a big Monday night football game. Odell Beckham Jr.'s debut with his new team, his third team, the Los Angeles Rams, as they take on the San Francisco 49ers. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I am at Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. Chris _ Broussard on Twitter. All right, Rob. My preseason pick, as you know, to win it all this year was the Kansas City Chiefs. And while I am not quite as confident as I was in the preseason that they would win the AFC and get to the Super Bowl, I am still feeling very good about this team. Obviously, they had the huge win yesterday, 41-14 over a good Las Vegas Raiders team. And, Pat Mahomes did his thing, 406 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, 0 picks for the second straight game, no picks. And I think, look, I'm not going to declare them all the way back. I'll give you this. One thing that I didn't really love was how after the game, I don't know if you saw it, but almost all of them, Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, they were all talking about having their swagger back, you know? And, I mean, Kelce even mimicked, like, this video of a high school kid that that went viral years ago. But the kid's talking about, I got my swagger back and all that, and Kelce does it as well. But, because here's the thing, if you lose to Dallas next week, what happened to the swagger? You know, what are you going to say then? So I didn't love that. But I do think that they are very much alive in the AFC. Part of it is that there is no world beater in the AFC. We've seen Buffalo have a bad loss. We've seen Baltimore have bad losses and bad performances in general, even in wins. We've seen, obviously, the Chargers, who people thought were for real. The Bengals, people thought were for real. The Raiders, people thought were for real. They've shown that they're really not. Tennessee looks like the best team right now in the conference, but they don't have Derrick Henry. So there's no way I'm believing in them like I did 3 weeks ago. And I think the Chiefs are right there and have a great chance to right this ship and do what they've been talking about doing, which is get back to the Super Bowl and winning it. So I got more to say, but do you think I'm bugging?
I mean, I expect you to stick to your guns. I mean, you're not going to just throw the towel in, but I'm not there on the Chiefs. Mahomes was due for a big game. He had one. Give him credit. But it doesn't erase what we've seen most of the year. The struggle against Green Bay, they easily could have lost that game. There were two picks that he had against the Giants that were called back in that game. Those are the two of the three games. He played well yesterday, and I get it. So if we want to be the prisoner of the moment and look at that, we could say yes. The only thing that bothers me is that some of the company that he keeps, even with and the last 2 weeks he has been clean, so he has eliminated the turnovers, which is good. But I'm not convinced that they're going to the Super Bowl or going to win a Super Bowl, not at this juncture yet, when I look at their entire body of work. And we'll see. As much as they're on the top of their division, they're a loss away from falling down to last place or next to last. I mean, it's all bunched up. There's one win difference, and they have a game in hand to most of the other teams in the division. So it's not like they're running away with anything. A loss or two, and they could easily fall backwards the other way. I did see this stat that was interesting to me, where quarterbacks, passer ratings below 91, the most games this year in 2021. It was a graphic that was thrown up. Patrick Mahomes, 6 games. Listen to the other people around him. Justin Fields, 6 games. Sam Darnold, 6 games. Trevor Lawrence, 6 games. I mean, how could he be in that group? And the other one you mentioned was Lamar, who won some games, but has had some not great games. But those are the guys all around who have had passer ratings below. So he hasn't had his what most people expected. It's been a turbulent year for Patrick. I'm not saying he's a bum or he can't play or he can't get better, but there was a start there, and they still got a tough road to go. But I'm not sold on them anymore. Nothing changed after last night for me. I'd have to see more as we go forward, see where that defense really is, you know?
They was looked good yesterday.
Yeah, was it the Raiders? I mean, they looked good 1 week. Sometimes they looked bad. They lost to the Giants. Too. So I don't know how good the Raiders really are. I don't. When they lost to the Giants,
they lost, obviously, tragic situation with Henry Ruggs. So yeah. That was their best receiver on the outside. But I think, Rob, that the move, the rush, and I won't say to bury Pat Mahomes because nobody was burying him.
I don't think anybody buried him.
But the move to kind of take him off his pedestal was premature. There were even those saying that given the choice, they'd start their team with Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes. And what I've said is this, Rob. Patrick Mahomes, he set the bar so high. And this is why, remember, I said he was Jordan-esque. I've said he has GOAT potential, and I still believe those things. he has set, this is evidence of that, that the bar for him was so high that he had a couple of bad games, a few bad games, I'll give you that. And people were like shocked. Andy Reid said it after the game. He said, you know, they got their guys that do all the analytics and numbers crunching. And he said Patrick Mahomes has gone longer than any other quarterback in history without a slump. He never had a slump until this season. But even as a slump, get this, he leads the league in yards. He's fourth in yards per game. He's second in touchdowns. As you said, he has one game up on several other quarterbacks. But at the very least, he'll be third in touchdowns tonight. He's got one game up on Matt Stafford and two more touchdowns. So if Stafford throws three tonight, Mahomes will be third in the league in touchdowns. You know, I mean, he's on pace to throw 43 touchdowns, which is more than he has
in
each of the past.
How many picks is he on
pace for? Hold on, in each of the past two seasons.
But what's the pace for interceptions? If you
I don't know. Probably he's got 10 in 17 games, so it's probably like 17. Yeah, he's got 10 interceptions in 10 games. You don't have to be a mathematician. He's on pace for 43 okay. touchdowns and 17 picks. I could live with that. I don't think he'll throw 17, but I could live with that. That's not a bad touchdown to interception ratio. It's shocking. Hey, Joe Burrow, people love Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's got 20 touchdowns and 11 picks.
Yeah, but you
and
can't
put Joe. And nobody's tearing him apart.
Nah, but the difference
But people
is
have you, put Burrow
nah,
in.
But, no,
Burrow,
you can't.
Burrow, Herbert, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, they've all had piss poor games and nobody's like ready to take them off their pedestal. But Pat Mahomes has a few and oh my gosh, he's not what he used to be. And what is going on? And yet again, he's on pace to throw more touchdowns than he has in each of the past two seasons.
Yeah, I think that the criticism of him was fair. It's not about what he's established for himself. He just played poorly. I don't care.
Play poorly when he's on pace for 43 touchdowns?
Because during those games when he played, Chris, and he was having two picks every game.
He played
He
below
was playing
his
poorly.
Standards.
No.
I don't think it was that. He's had three games with two picks.
He was playing poorly for anybody in the NFL. He was turning the ball over. He was fumbling. I'm talking about for any quarterback. When they were losing,
How? He
was playing poorly. You can't say
Lamar
that.
Lamar Jackson's got 14 touchdowns and eight interceptions.
I'm asking you, you can't look at that and say he was playing poorly?
He had some bad games, but he also had some really good games and some so-so games.
But he was
playing poorly. For his standards, he was not playing up to his standards. But that's my point. His
standard is so high. I disagree with that take.
Okay.
I disagree with that take. I just think he just played poorly.
Before yesterday, Rob, one game with five touchdowns and one interception. He had three games where he threw three touchdowns. One of those games, no picks. One of those games, one pick. So he had some bad games for him. But to say he was playing poorly by any quarterback standards, that's ridiculous to me.
Yeah,
what quarterback wouldn't take 43 touchdowns in a season?
Because we're not talking about Chris. You're predicting
said for any quarterback.
No, I'm talking about during the time when he was playing, not projecting out his stats. No, you're projecting out stats and making a lie. Oh, 43 touchdowns is good. During that stretch, when he was playing
he
poorly,
was still on top of the league in touchdowns
just for him.
during that stretch.
No, it wasn't just for him. He was playing poorly. I don't know why it's so hard to say he was playing poorly. Aaron Rodgers started the season, right? He played poorly in game one. We could say it had nothing to do with standards. He had two picks and no interceptions. It has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers' standards. That's a bad game. I don't care who it is.
But
no touchdowns and two picks is a. Would you admit that? Is that a bad game?
Oh, I never said he didn't have some bad games.
All right, he
played
poorly.
But I'm saying for you to say he was playing. You said he was playing poorly for any quarterback. That's ridiculous. He was leading the league in touchdowns.
No.
How is that poorly?
During that drive,
and it wasn't like a Jameis Winston 30 and 30
touchdowns in six games or whatever. He had like four fumbles. That's poor play. That has nothing to do with Patrick
Mahomes' number.
He's got
two more interceptions than Lamar Jackson.
Chris, he had five.
And he's got 11 more touchdowns
already. You're going to tell me that there's not a difference?
What?
He's
a difference in what?
He had five all of last year. All 16.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And now he has 10, and you're saying he's playing the same. How?
No, I did. I never said he was playing this. In fact, I said the opposite. I said by his standards,
so he didn't play poorly?
He's playing below his standards. So he had some poor games.
So he didn't play poorly,
but he
had poor games.
But to say he was having a poor season? For him, it was poor. For some quarterbacks, it was splendid.
Seriously. No, for nobody, it was splendid.
Really?
I disagree with that.
Oh, yeah, you're way off. You're way off.
Here we go.
Ryan Tannehill wouldn't take Patrick Mahomes' season.
For 4 weeks.
Baker Mayfield wouldn't take Patrick Mahomes' season.
Can I give you the numbers?
You're crazy.
For 4 weeks before last night, his QBR was 33.6. That's the 29th best in the league. The Chiefs' yards per play
for four
was
weeks,
one of the worst
the season
in the league.
Was not, we're week
5.0. And in that stretch, he had six interceptions and five fumbles. Two loss. That was in a four-game stretch. That's playing poorly.
He what had a poor stretch, but he also had a good stretch. In his first four games, he had like, 15 touchdowns or 14 touchdowns. So he had a good stretch there and a bad stretch. But you're saying his whole season, no quarterback in the league would
Nobody
take
it.
I can
said
name
that.
Off
I
the
said
t- you did.
That's not what
you
I
said. He was having a poor season for any quarterback.
I said during that stretch, it wasn't about his standard that he set. He was playing poorly. 29th.
Are people ripping Joe Burrow?
29th.
Are people ripping Justin Herbert?
Those guys haven't won anything. They're not MVPs. Come on, Chris.
Are people ripping Lamar Jackson?
In the same conversation.
Lamar Jackson's had some bad ones too. I mean, seriously, this dude, even in the midst of all those games, and I never said he didn't have some bad games. He did. But I'm saying the standard he set was so high
that had a lot to do with it. That's
and there's no
that's
other quarterback that has 25 touchdowns
has to do
and
with
10
standard.
Interceptions,
no.
And people are wondering what in the world is wrong with him.
I gave you because he was the 29th ranked quarterback and QBR.
You gave me a four-week stretch.
Previous 4 weeks, Chris.
That's fine. He had a poor stretch. But what about the weeks before that? Did you give me that one? No.
My point is.
Because you're fudging the numbers.
I'm not. Those numbers are real. You're the one who's trying to massage
it. You're full of fudge.
For Pat Mahomes, it's poor standard.
It was poor for him.
Nobody else would six touchdowns
and
five fumbles.
No, you said you had the audacity. To say no quarterback, like for any quarterback in the league, he was playing poorly.
During your time away,
there's about five that wouldn't take that.
Patrick Mahomes
sympathizer. There's about five that wouldn't take that.
Will not give in.
Stop it. And here's the deal for all those watching.
Still wrong.
Yesterday, Patrick Mahomes had a great combination of the patience and playing smarter. And playing smarter and more patient, which is something he had been working on for the past 3-4 weeks. And you can see the struggle because that's not his nature. But yesterday, he put it together. He took what the defense gave him. He threw it underneath and found out, you know what? This opens up the deep ball. This opens up the chunk play. And so yesterday, he was safe and patient. But also they got chunk plays.
The Raiders
and that's what you want from him
yesterday as well.
That's what fine. It happens to every quarterback.
All right, but I'm
and
just saying don't make it like
he
wasn't.
He had five touchdowns,
They dropped two interceptions.
He had five touchdowns and a 127 passer rating. Don't make it like he wasn't great.
Oh,
he threw for 400 yards.
No, they dropped two interceptions.
Stop it. Fine. They dropped that doesn't show up in the box score. I tell you that. They blew out the freaking Raiders 41-14. And that offense, that approach, which is what they should take, helps the defense. Keeps the defense off the field. They had 11 play, 13 play, 10, 9, 8, 7 play drives. That's what you want, and that's why I feel pretty good about where they're at. But where were you? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs back? We're back. The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, we'll continue the conversation with you next, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. All right, we got our man Rob Woodson coming up in a few minutes, but first, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. We want to know from you, do you think that the Chiefs are back? And Patrick Mahomes, are they back or not?
All right, Daryl in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I don't always agree with you guys sometimes, but you guys got an awesome show. So
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
This time, I agree with Chris because they never went anywhere. Patrick Mahomes is one of the great quarterbacks like Montana, Marino, Brady. They made their mark. They're not afraid to put the ball up there. You know, you got a lot of quarterbacks that play conservative, you know. He's going to keep doing what he does. Sure, he went through a slump, but the same, is he back? He never went anywhere, you know. And that's just how it is with great quarterbacks. And it showed them this past weekend that Patrick Mahomes is one of the best. I don't think he went anywhere, so I want to see if you guys think
the
about that.
The best in the league. Good call.
Okay.
Good call.
I don't know what Darryl, he didn't go anywhere. He didn't play well, because it didn't make his comment.
He had a few bad games.
You wouldn't have asked the question if he's back if he didn't go anywhere, Chris. Come on now.
He had a few bad games. He didn't go anywhere. He had a few bad games. Does that mean he's not the same quarterback?
Then you asked a question doesn't make any sense. Why'd you ask that question?
It's a figure of speech, Rob. I mean, really?
Chris.
We taking everything literally now?
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports.
Come on, man.
What's up, Chris?
You're better than that.
What's up, Chris? What's up, Rob? How you guys doing?
What's up?
Good.
What's up, man? We good.
Hey, I got to agree with Chris on this one. Come on, Rob. You know there's levels to this game, man. You don't expect Baker Mayfield or other quarterbacks to throw for 5 touchdowns every week. That's what you expect from Mahomes because he's set that level. So when he's having a bad week or having multiple bad weeks, people are like, oh, man, he fell off a cliff. Nah, he doesn't win anywhere. He's still good. He's still the top of the league, man.
Yo,
again,
great call,
I don't know what
man.
Chris is talking
Outstanding
about.
Call. You got to keep calling back.
Well, he's been watching the Lions his whole
good
life,
job,
so he
Chris.
Doesn't know what good football is. Thanks anyway, Chris. We appreciate you.
All right, it is the Odd Couple.
And
we got our man Rob Woodson coming up in a moment.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, he was looking for OBJ, too. But listen, check this out. We talked about M-Drive, and if you want to feel your best, if you want to lose weight, you got to get with M-Drive, and especially M-Drive Lean. Protein powder backed by real science to help you lose weight. Go to MDriveForMen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit MDriveForMen.com. Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, will join us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, he's a Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man, Rod Woodson. What's up,
Rod?
What's up, my brother?
It's good to talk with you, my man. Look, I'm going to start with, maybe this will be a little fun, but, you know, you were a guy known for hitting, sticking, you know, known for nailing dudes and taking names. When you saw Teddy Bridgewater avoid Darius Slay Did it make your blood boil, or did he do the right thing as a quarterback?
Man, person, it's a contact football. It's a contact sport. We do play contact football. I know there's a lot of flags thrown and stuff of that nature, but we play in the National Football League. It's a contact sport. We have helmet, we have shoulder pads, thigh pads. We got a bunch of pads. Bro, you got to tackle the dude, man. You can't. That is, I don't know what his fellas are telling him, but if he was in our locker room, he would have made the tackle. Ooh. First of all. He was in our locker room. That's the first thing. But in not making that tackle, oh, man, I think if I was a player with the Denver Broncos, I would have lost all respect.
Now, Rod.
Really?
Now, Rod. Now,
I wonder, but Rob, let me say this quick, Rob.
Let me say this
because it's news, and then you go, Rob. He must have heard it from somebody, Rob, because after the game yesterday, he just explained why he didn't do it, and he seemed to be fine with it. And today he came out and apologized and said he should have. So he maybe there must have been players in the locker room who felt exactly the way you feel.
All you have to do is just dive, at least make an effort, dive to the ground, but to put your head down and put it right back up and just let him run right by you? Like, that was bad, man. I mean, when I heard about it, I said, it couldn't be that bad. And then I saw it, and I'm like, oh, bro, really? Like, that's no effort. That shows me you're not a competitor, and – okay, maybe you get hurt, maybe you don't. That happens.
Only thing, Rod, and I agree, the effort, there was no effort there, but Teddy Bridgewater went through a terrific injury, which sidelined his career and almost ended it. And I'm not trying to make an excuse for him, but he was hurt. I mean, very bad.
Does that factor in?
Yeah. I mean, you don't take any compassion for him. I'm just asking about that.
I have empathy for him getting hurt back in the day. Because I don't want to see any player get injured to the point where they can't play, right? It happens. But when you get injured and you come back, you got to move on from that. A lot of guys are weak-minded because they think about their injury, what they had in the past, and they don't play to their potential because of that. And who gets the, you know, the, not the bad rap, but who gets the bad play? Your teammates get it because you are holding on to the injury that you had before. You got to get over that, and you just got to go play football. I mean, I'm an old school guy. Like, I need my quarterbacks to be tough. I need an old school mindset from the guy where you don't have to be a trained killer, but at least Teddy could have bit his mouthpiece and dove at his feet.
No, I agree with that. I don't think that you just pull up, but I think that it's unfair to think that it was just because he didn't want to tackle a guy. I don't believe that's Teddy Bridgewater.
I think he was thinking about getting hurt.
At the end result, though. He didn't tackle the guy because he didn't want to get hurt.
Well, I know, but it would be great, and I don't want to belabor it, but people have – your experiences shape you in a spot where, I don't know, Cam Newton didn't go for a loose ball in the Super Bowl. Do you remember that?
Yep.
I would have been with him at 6'5".
And he's bigger than me. Hey, but what you do with big trees, you chop them down anyway. But anyway, right, you know, yeah. I'm old school. And I got a stronger mindset. Listen, I've had 5 knee surgeries, had an ACL, had a mitochondrial fracture defect in my knee, still played on a strained MCL when we played the Cleveland Browns back in the day when we played them 3 times in the regular season, beat them in the playoffs. My mind is different than that. So my mindset is, even if I got hurt 2 years ago and then I'm coming up to that same situation where I need to make a play, I don't think about that play anymore. That play's done. I go to the next year and I'm giving the best version of myself to my teammates on that play. And that's what I'm saying. Teddy didn't give his best effort to his teammates, and that's unfair to his team.
Let's switch over to the game tonight.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I want to ask him about Matthew Stafford tried to get it to OBJ deep down the field through a pick. Obviously, it's just early on, and it's no big deal at the end of the world. He's going to throw picks. But OBJ having to fit in when the guy – I mean, obviously, he's dying to play with a guy who can throw him the football. But he hasn't been that productive, really, or that great or star the last 3 or 4 years. What do you think about him with the Rams, and can he fill that role, or are we still have to wait and see?
I think we have to wait and see. I think the skill set is still there. You know, obviously, I'm not going to harbor where he was at. But, you know, when you go from Matthew Stafford status, who can – I think he can make all throws on the football field. Unfortunately, he played most of his career in Detroit, so a lot of people don't know about his talent. And OBJ is kind of the same way. People know about OBJ more so not because of his talent, but because of just the noise that he makes, right? Or his parents might make on social media.
Right.
The guy is an extremely talented football player. And, you know, obviously Matthew Stafford tried to force the ball into him on that deep ball. Not really sure if he would have kept running, he would have got there or not. If Robert Woods was in that situation, would he have kept running? You know, so that has to gel.
Did it look like that OBJ ran the wrong pattern?
No, because OBJ – you know, they were playing a three deep. OBJ kind of went around the curl flat guy who was trying to jam him and reroute him. So he rerouted himself. But then when he went vertical again, Matthew Stafford threw it back inside thinking that he was going to bend it back inside and go vertical, and he stayed outside. And so it's really chemistry and they gelling together. Okay. I think at the end of the day, this is a very talented football team, getting Von Miller, getting OBJ. But just because you're a talented football team – and you have a lot of talent on one side or the other, doesn't mean you're going to win a lot of football games. They still got to gel. They still got to play together. And I think that's work in progress with OBJ, and it's going to be work in progress with Vaughn.
We mentioned Cam Newton earlier. It looks like he'll start next week. What do you expect to see from him going forward this year?
I think we're going to see what we saw, the little bit what we saw this past weekend. And what we saw the first of the year last year before he got COVID.
Cam was good.
He was playing really, really well. Cam has been there, so he's done it, right? He understands what he needs to do to play football. He understands what he needs to do to play at a high level. He knows who he is, you know. And I think you got to hope that Rhule understands who he is and plays him in that role. And they put a system around him that fits that system and fits his ability. And if they do that, he's energetic. He's going to give him a lot of fire. I think he'll be good for him. I don't think hopefully he won't turn the ball over. And if he doesn't turn the ball over, I think, you know, Carolina
they
Panthers.
They got a shot in the playoffs,
I mean, Carolina Panthers defense has been playing well this year. And then you got an outstanding little running back there. And you bring in Cam, who can also run the ball. So now you got a dual threat when you get into the red zone.
Hey, real quick, we got one minute. I just want to ask you about Mike White with the Jets. The Jets were going to push Zach Wilson to the side for Mike White, who they thought they had a diamond in the rough. He had 4 picks yesterday, didn't look like he belonged. What does that say about an organization that would take a guy off the scrap heap and push their draft pick, the second overall, to the side?
I mean, I'm not going to blame the players, because it seems like every player that comes through there just doesn't play to their potential, right? And I don't know if it's the player. I don't know if it's the organization. And I just don't know. I've never been in that building, so I really don't know what it's all about. I'm confused every time I see a Jets uniform and how they don't put everything together.
They're still in the NFL.
You know, I'm just, you know, because like in soccer, right, if you don't play to a certain level when you go out, you're out of the major, right? Maybe the NFL should add 2 more teams, right? 1 in the AFC, 1 in the NFC. And then as soon as that team that finishes last, like 2 years in a row, he's knocked out, and then they got to play semi-pro somewhere, and then the other team moves up. Maybe you'll get better play then.
Crazy. It's bad, I'll tell you that much. All right, Rod, great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys, man.
All right, later. Rob, Stafford just threw a second interception in his first quarter. Went for a pick six. San Francisco 14, L.A. 0.
What did I say, Chris, earlier? Like the thing doesn't look right, but they always seem to beat the Rams. It's crazy. The NFL.
Now, did you pick? What was your pick on this?
No, I told you I couldn't pick the 49ers because how poorly they've played at home. But I knew that they had a history with beating the Rams in San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, it's early, but yeah, they're out to a great start.
There's your messiah. There he is.
Hey, Rob, like I said, they all having some bad games. All of them. Brady, Stafford, Lamar, Mahomes, everybody. It's the NFL. Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm a woman.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check.
Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, the segment where we put Chris and Rob's journalism experience to the test. See how the difference between a good source and a bad source. So if I were to say that America's favorite quarterback, Matthew Stafford, has thrown 4 picks in 2 games.
Bro.
Is that right?
That would
be wait
true.
A minute. I thought he was going to the Super Bowl. He's going to win. You remember? They got rid of the problem with the Rams.
So, okay. You know, I mean, I don't think Jared Goff has thrown 4 picks in 2 games.
Happens to the best of them.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Rob's like, Chris is backed into a corner with the Mahomes stuff. So he's like,
so
look.
He has to drop.
No, I'm saying it's no big deal.
Stafford does it. Nobody's saying nothing. Brady does it.
We just said something right now, Chris.
You know what I mean. The national media All they do is praise Matthew Stafford, and they'll come up with excuses about tonight. It's ridiculous.
Well, the Rams are marching.
So he just completed a pass to OBJ.
Nice.
We'll see if they can make this a game again. All right, let's get started, guys.
Oh, they will.
Story number one. My sources say Carlos Correa, the big free agent fish in Major League Baseball this winter, said in a podcast interview that Derek Jeter didn't deserve any of the gold gloves he's won in his career.
Oh.
Rob Parker, you're the baseball guy. Oh, my source is good.
I got it. If he said that, I'm gonna say he. I just can't believe he said that. I'm gonna say false. I just cannot believe he said that. Does he remember any of the plays, Chris? How about the flip play in Oakland in the playoffs?
I know. And he was at his best in the postseason.
Are you kidding? You remember when he ran and dove into the stands, Chris, face first, and came out bloody catching a foul ball?
Jeter is just, for some reason, I don't know. I don't really get it, but he's underrated. He's underrated. I don't know why. Like, look, Correa is a guy that's outspoken. He'll say what he feels. But again, I'm like, Rob, I can't believe
he said that. To say he didn't deserve any of them?
Right. I'm going to say false.
Wow.
Bro.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's a great story.
Tell me that there's got to be more to it.
It was a Zoom interview, and they were talking about, you know, the Silver Slugger Award, the Golden Glove Award, and he was trying to make the case that it doesn't always go to the best fielder. It's just sometimes a popularity contest, and
Derek Jeter was
the most. That's what he was saying.
Got 5, right? Did he get 5 gold?
Rob would know better than I would.
Yeah, I don't remember 4 or 5, something like that.
So I'm a figure.
He played 20 years.
Well, the Rams just got in the end.
Right, and his first one wasn't a popularity award.
Played 20 years, like that. Stop.
Rams are in the end zone. It is going to be 14-7.
Yeah, yeah, 5 gold gloves. 5 gold gloves.
All right,
5.
Here we go. Story number 2. My sources say that Mike McCarthy, in an effort to rally his troops following that blowout loss last week against the Denver Broncos, pulled out some product called Monkey Butt as a way to motivate his team in the locker room. Chris, my source is good.
Can you tell us what Monkey Butt is?
It is sort of like a powder, like a talcum powder to help with friction. You know, maybe you might use it for a baby.
I'm going to say true.
I mean, it because of the name, it sounds ridiculous. I'm going to say It sounds like it's true, but I'll say false. I'll let Chris get an easy win on his way back.
Bro.
Oh, stop. Look
I'll let
you.
Him get
I don't
like
need your
style.
Easy wins.
I'm going to give him an easy win.
Like you Mike Tyson in his prime or something.
Rob's a good friend, man. That's all it is. You know, yeah, looking out for his peoples. All right, we got time for one more.
All I got to say is, Alice, get the bongos ready.
We got time for one more. Terrell Pryor, former Raiders, back in the headlines this week after he said on social media, again, he has not played in the NFL in, what, like 6 years.
Right.
That he thinks he could be a Pro Bowl wide receiver right now with the way the rules are to defend wide receivers. Chris, no, excuse me. Look, Rob's losing. Rob, I'm
sorry. No, so it should be me. It should be
okay.
me, right?
Well, then he's just going to follow you, but okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
I might be wrong on this because it just seems too obvious, but I do think he's that cocky. So I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I think he's true, too. I think that's true. I know he's said a lot of different things, but I'll say yes.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Wow.
What'd he say?
He said he could play quarterback because Jared Goff sucks. He said him and Kaepernick could play quarterback now better than Jared Goff.
I thought he was a wide-ranging interview. Okay.
Rob, groove with me. I'm back, Rob. I'm back. And so are the bongos.
Charity.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.